Oh yeah.
How many different ways can you say that?
Oh yeah.
The Kool-Aid guy.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7:12. It's Brock. It's Hunter, and we got to do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That?
Jesus, that delay is bad. Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. That's all right. We'll get through it. If you tell your wife to stop streaming all that porn in the morning, the internet wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have this delay.
She's got to get a date. She's got to get her day started, bro.
That's true. She starts it off with a banana, and then she eats it.
Jeez, dude. All right. Get to your morning dump.
Anyway, let's start with this.
Jesus,
I'm just getting into it. Well, you like this. You actually told me about it. Elon Musk has invented a computer brain implant, and he's about to show everyone that it really works. The ridiculous billionaire will demonstrate the implant tomorrow, or actually today, isn't it?
Tomorrow, I think I read Friday.
Okay. Anyway,
so the other day I was reading about it. Yeah. And I think he was saying demonstration Friday.
Okay.
So
Okay. Yeah,
people are like, oh yeah, what is it? Have to do something with a car or something? Like, dude, this is huge. This is like one of the biggest things. This is basically taking the bridge away from your phone in your hand and your brain.
Yep.
So instead of having your phone in your hand, you're just starting to think about these things, and it's working, which means potentially in the future, you might not have to have a phone. You just answer calls in your head. You're Googling in your head. You're starting your car from your brain. Basically, that's what Neuralink is.
It's taking away
the bridge.
To me, that sounds dangerous. So now when you said you answer the phone, right? Okay. Do I need to talk or am I just thinking the thoughts?
I'm not sure on that.
Because if it's just thinking the thoughts, think about how many times you're having a conversation with someone and they say something stupid and in your brain, you're like, that was stupid. And then, but your voice says, oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. So if it's just I don't think you can control your thoughts enough to not just offend everybody. If you're on the phone, you got to be able just to say it, right? You know what I mean?
It's going to be wild. It's wild. There's a lot of wild things that come with that. You're basically connecting your brain to the internet. That's what it is. And so anything that you can do with your phone on the internet, basically you can do with your brain now. Yeah. So, dude, it's endless.
The
texting.
The device is actually meant to help people with neurological disorders like Alzheimer's or MS by letting them control computers with just their mind. So there you go. You're going to have robot people walking around. Bleep blorps just doing all their robot meat morp things.
This is just the beginning. Yeah. This is the beginning of it. This is like, you know what? Cell phones are huge now. You do so much with your cell phone. But this is like, remember that first BlackBerry that came out? Everyone's like, damn, you can check your email from your phone?
Yeah.
This is basically what that is. This is the start of something that's going to be just changing. It's going to change everything.
Yep. Going to have.
So, there you go.
Computers in our brains. Our brain computers will have computers in them, man.
We're all dead, bro.
That's how the government hacks you. Think about it. If you don't think they're not going to have a kill switch on these implants, you're dreaming, man. All they have to do is flip a switch, and then you won't have control of your body anymore. That's why I'm never getting one of these. Ridiculous.
Think about that. They have all the information they need about you. You know, anything you think about, they could pull from your brain.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy.
Right now, if you think your phone's not listening, it is. Absolutely. 100%. It's listening constantly. And we're okay with that.
Here's the scary part about this is everybody right now is like, well, I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to. Why would I put that in my brain? Because it's going to be so ridiculously awesome. It's like you cannot not. You know what I'm saying? What this does to your brain is absolutely fascinating.
You're gonna be
a superhuman or just a regular Joe Schmo.
It's gonna be now. We've had this. We could spend the whole morning dump on that. I disagree with that completely. But here's what it's gonna be: is it's gonna be generational. Obviously, baby boomers aren't gonna do it. They're not gonna put it in. Gen X and millennials, that's going to be, I think, 50-50. You're going to have those the millennials and Gen Xers that either the people will be like, no, I'm not doing it. That sounds ridiculous. I got my phone. That's good enough. And then you're going to have the millennials and Gen Xers that want to get plugged in. I think like 90% of Gen Zers will probably do it. And then whatever's after Gen Z, they'll I guarantee they'll do it. You know, so just because there's that generational gap. And how technology is. I mean, it's just like old people not having smartphones. You know what I mean? They're like, I mean, your dad just got a, not calling your dad old, but, you know, it on that higher end of the age group, you know, it's that mix of people that, like, you know, he just got a smartphone not that long ago. You know what I mean? And he didn't need it before.
Yeah, he's kind of, he kind of pushed it away for a while. Oh, I don't need the ticket. But yeah, it's like once you get it, though, it's like, oh, like he's on that thing a lot.
You know? My dad doesn't like,
well,
have.
I missed that. Yeah, go ahead.
So my dad doesn't have a smartphone yet. He still has the flip phone. He's like, I'll never get a smartphone. And I'm like, all right. I mean, that's your thing, man. But they're pretty dope. They're pretty cool. So who knows?
They're pretty sick.
All right. I'm done dealing with this delay. So we're going to take a quick break. We got more when we come back. That is your morning dump. We'll see you in a few.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.